Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Happy Mother's Day! In my time, no day is Mother's Day, for there are no mothers left to be born or to birth. Humanity is at an end, as is all life. The only mother is Illusionoid, whose tendrils creep into my bed, probe me every night. She's a cruel mother, and yet I have to respect her, do something nice for her, just on one day of the year. In a way, there is a Mother's Day, and that is the day I do everything Illusionoid says. Gotta go. Got some tendrils to please. Oh, I forgot flowers. In your future, ecotourism will really boom as an industry. But at what point does ecotourism become eco-terrorism!
Well, I do have to say I'm feeling a little bit nervous about this. I've never been on an expedition of this sort before.
Are you afraid of the darkness, Lionel?
I wouldn't say that I'm typically afraid of the darkness. I have no trauma associated with my youth or adolescence that would give me an aversion to lack of light, but it's the unknown, I suppose. Reggie, it's the unknown.
Lionel, you can't be afraid of the unknown. That's what being a paleontologist is all about. You don't know things and you dig up things.
I suppose you're right, Reg, but still, there's something ominous about this place. I can't quite put my finger on it, but there's something untoward.
All right, gentlemen, here's your helmets. There's a little switch beside the bulb. Turns them on.
Oh, I see that.
You'll be fine. Do you have your own spelunking belts, or do you need them?
I have mine, with all my gear, as you can see.
So you're a seasoned spelunker.
Well, I'm a paleontologist, and I've climbed into a cave or two, but I've never sunk quite this far deep into the earth.
Okay, all right, I don't need to hold your whole life story.
Well,
right.
You know, when I was 17, I decided it would be a great time to learn about dinosaurs.
Okay.
I really had an interest in them as a young child, and then at 17, I thought, I'm making this a thing. And I bought a bunch of t-shirts with dinosaurs on them.
Oh,
and
cool.
Changed my ringtones to dinosaurs and all of that.
Sorry, listen, I have another adventure tourism group I have to set up for the spelunking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Understood. So we'll move right along. Spelunking belt, I don't believe, I have a money belt, is all I have. They said bring a belt,
yeah.
And I brought a money belt. Is that going to be all right?
Money belt's going to be, I can hook some cables up to it, it should be fine.
Perfect, all right. It is Velcro, like the attachment on it.
You're going to have to make sure that Velcro is taped up. We can't be liable. You signed a waiver, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because we can't be liable if your Velcro opens up.
All right.
Right?
Yes.
So spelunking... It's no joke, guys.
It's not. Right? It's not. It's serious business.
Yes, I understand. And we watched the videotape.
Yes,
the,
that was
the
a fun video we saw.
You were very good in
video.
That.
You were excellent.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you very much.
Yes, it was very good. Like, you had on a like a theme costume about the underworld. It was pretty nice.
What was your mascot name again?
Molman.
Oh, Molman.
Yes, yeah. Molman. He was
Harvey
adorable.
Molman.
Harvey Molman.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And are you Harvey, or should we call you Harvey?
Yeah, you can call me Harvey.
Excellent. Yeah, capering and cavorting was so fun.
Oh, thank you.
And so when you got your foot trapped in between that limestone...
Was that real, or was that put on for the video?
No, that was real. I don't know if you saw me struggling and calling for help in that video.
Yeah, I thought it was part of the show.
That seems so realistic.
But... No, in retrospect, yeah, I suppose I should have cut that part out. It's not good for business. It's been really bad for business. But, yes, I did get my foot caught in limestone, and my last word of advice to you is please be careful of the limestone and don't let your feet get caught.
Well, hopefully we're going beyond the limestone.
I certainly hope so.
Well, you're going right into the darkness. You picked the darkness package, so...
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, well, I feel oriented.
Yes, I watched the video. I've talked to Harvey Molman in person.
Yes.
Lionel, are you ready?
I am ready, Reg.
Into the darkness, Harvey Molman!
Okay, good luck, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Where are you going?
I gotta get the other tour hooked up.
You're not coming with us?
No, you guys are good to go. You pick the darkness package, and that comes with...
The headlamps?
Headlamps, optional spelunking belts...
Right.
And disorienting solitude.
Oh, well. Can it be solitude if there's two of us?
It's two solitudes.
Oh. Two solitudes.
Two solitudes.
Oh, that would be a great title for a fun book.
Fun book. Yeah. All right, shall we?
All right, Reggie.
Into the darkness.
And thank you again. For everything
you've
done.
Don't forget to go on my website. Give me a review on TripAdvisor.
Of course.
Okay?
Sure. Absolutely. Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you, Harvey.
Beware the darkness.
What's that? Oh, he's gone.
He's off. He just took one step back and he was completely enveloped by darkness.
Well, it's dark in here, Lionel. Now, you're not afraid of it. You said you weren't afraid of it.
No, I don't suffer any trauma that at least I'm aware of.
All right, well, I'm going to start spelunking. Are you hooked up to your money belt?
I certainly am. See here, I've got... five different kinds of denominations of cash here.
Sounds like you're ready to me.
All right.
Here we go. First spelunk is me!
Oh, that's a long way down. Reggie, can you hear me down there?
Yes, I can.
How does it feel?
Well, I haven't quite reached the bottom.
Are you still plummeting?
Yes.
Let me know when you touch ground. Reggie!
Yes?
You still going?
Yeah, I've just landed.
Ah. All right, I'm coming right behind you.
Excellent.
Here I go.
It's very dark.
All right. Just a moment, Red. Just a moment. Something just brushed against my cheek.
Was it money?
Yes, it was. It was Kuwaiti dinars.
Ooh.
All right, here I come. You'll know what I have!
I hope it's soon. This solitude is really, really solitary.
Hey, you sure are falling quickly.
What? Where's that voice coming from?
Oh, I'm right beside you, just floating down beside you.
What is happening? I'm in a free fall here in pitch blackness, and there's someone whispering in my ear?
Yeah. Welcome to the darkness, baby.
What? Who are you? Who are you?
Oh, just a spirit here in the caves.
Spirit of the caves?
No, a spirit in the caves. I'm not the spirit of the caves.
Wait, is there a spirit of the caves?
Yes, and you do not want to confuse me with that spirit.
Oh, my God.
Lionel, where are you?
Listen,
before you talk to your friend again...
Yes?
He's going to betray you in the darkness.
Betray me in the darkness? Thank you, Spirit.
No worries. I'm just going to be in there. I'm going to be over here.
Lionel!
Reggie?
Lionel.
Yes?
Oh, so you made it.
Yes, of course I've made it. What makes you think I would not have made it?
Well, it seemed to take longer than I took to fall down here.
Oh, did it?
It seemed that way.
Couldn't it be the disorienting effect of total seclusion and darkness that made it seem to be? Oh. Or are you trying to trap me?
No, I'm just commenting on how long it took you.
All right.
Perhaps I weigh more and fall at a different weight.
Wait a second.
What?
my understanding of Galileo says that we should fall at exactly the same rate.
Oh, that's right. Oh, I'm not really up to date on Galileo. I kind of left physics behind when I opted to dig up bones.
Indeed. Indeed.
Reggie, do you have a second?
Hello?
Hey.
Well, are you talking to me?
No.
Who are you talking to?
I hear a voice.
Reggie, listen. I don't have a lot of time. Just a spirit in the darkness, okay?
What?
Not the spirit of the darkness. That guy's in charge. I'm just a spirit in the darkness. Just want to tell you, your buddy has it in for you.
Is it money that he has?
Look, I'm just trying to help a guy out here, all right? He's got it in for you.
He's got it. Oh. Oh, dear.
Reggie, who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Gotta go.
Nobody at all.
You were saying something about money in money.
No, I was saying, honey. Let's get going, honey. Sometimes on expeditions I call my digging partner honey.
Yeah, I understand. We only have each other down here.
That's true.
It only makes sense if we're...
Two solitudes.
Deepen our relationship.
Darkness.
All right, I'll put my helmet light on and...
As will I.
Now, technically, we had the darkness package, right?
Correct.
By putting on this helmet light, does that... preclude us being in the darkness package? This is some kind of other package,
man? It was included in it, so I assume we can use it.
Yes.
Ah, over here. I see a bit of a bone. Just sticking out of the ground.
Look at that.
Oh, I've never seen anything quite so large.
It's like it's fused with the limestone.
Well, we were supposed to stay away from the limestone, but I want to dig up this bone, Lionel.
You know, when you take on that tone of voice, there's nothing I can do to refuse.
All right. Well, I'm going to start digging away. Oh my.
What is that?
Oh, it just keeps getting bigger.
What do you mean it keeps getting bigger?
It's the biggest bone I've ever seen.
This bone is big?
If absolutely. It's at least 15 feet long.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know if this is a leg or a part of an arm or... It's a finger. It's a 15-foot long finger bone.
15-foot long finger bone?
Yes.
How can you tell it's a finger from this angle?
It's got the shape. It's got a knuckle at the end.
A knuckle at the end? What kind of creature is this?
It's the first part of the finger bone. It's not the whole finger.
Oh,
it's the first... You know that part that gets jammed when you catch a football?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that part of it. And it's 15 feet long.
Can you imagine? Just the first part of the finger is 15 feet long.
Over here. Here's the tip. It's 6 feet long and very sharp. Well, these are the bones of some creature with very sharp fingernails. Claws, even.
Reggie, I have a feeling that we should make our way back to the surface.
But not without these bones, Lionel.
Reggie, I'm afraid that we'll have to come back with proper...
I knew you were afraid!
What are you talking about?
You just said you were afraid.
I'm not afraid.
It's the darkness you're afraid of. And success.
Reggie.
Taking these bones up to the surface...
Reggie, I'm going to throttle you.
Not if I turn my lamp off!
Oh, where'd you go? Where are you? Reggie? Speak to me! Where are you?
Spirit, you were right. He's after me.
Yeah, he is after you.
Reggie!
Lionel.
Yes?
Yeah, he's after you, too.
What? He's after me?
You guys are totally after each other.
Oh, my God.
The spirit in the darkness is going to watch it all go down.
Wait, are you the spirit of the darkness?
No, I'm not the spirit of the darkness. I'm just a spirit in the darkness.
Wait, I can hear you now.
And I can hear you now.
We can both hear you now.
You're playing both sides.
Against the middle.
Shit.
Let me turn my lamp on.
It's Harvey.
Hey, welcome to the darkness
what
package.
What are you doing down here?
What is this?
I'm sorry, guys. This is the darkness package.
So what, these bones are fake?
No, these are quite real.
So there's a creature that lived here many years hence that has giant fingers and claws?
Oh, yeah. These caves are a cavity within which that creature died. We're crawling around in its hole.
So this is like a gigantic sarcophagus.
Yeah.
This is like the tomb of a demon.
Yep.
A demon of the darkness?
A demon of this hole? Hole demon!
Eclipsa? Are you telling me?
Is it a hole demon?
You guys can make up whatever names you want, but its name is Hegrigite, okay?
Hegrigite?
Hegrigite?
I thought the legends were just that.
What is it? I don't know of Hegrigite.
Take a knee and listen to the tale.
Harvey, take a knee as well.
Many years ago, before the time of recorded history, the Earth roamed with creatures taller than the tallest skyscrapers and more foul than anything you can possibly imagine. As they grew to immense size, so did their desires for destruction. Eventually, they bestrode the Earth, and it was not enough for them. One single step took them to the nearest satellite, the Moon. And there, they did their horrible genetic experimentation on the spiders that dwelt there. Finally, their own hubris undid them, and they fell into a deep, eternity-long sleep.
In this hole?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Lionel, is this the hole? Is this the tomb of all of those ancient demons?
Indeed. Stacked up.
Harvey, did you know this?
Yeah. I mean, it's adventure tourism. There is a disclaimer at the bottom of your waiver.
Do not
wake Hegrigite.
Yes.
Wait. These aren't the bones of Hegrigite?
Oh, these are the bones of Hegrigite, but Hegrigite is still sleeping.
But missing a hand?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm missing a hand.
But I've touched his bones.
Don't do that again.
But I've already done it.
Don't do it, because that's the easiest way to wake up a Hegrigite.
Oh, I must put this bone down!
It's too late, Reggie.
I hear a rumbling.
So do I. It stirs.
Harvey, what do we do? Harvey, can we free fall up?
The first step is don't wake.
But we clearly have woken him up.
That's happened already. Let's move on from that, shall we?
Can we free fall up out of this hole, Harvey?
That's physically impossible.
I knew I should have taken physics.
Indeed.
Guys really blew it. You know, when I was just pretending to be a demon in the darkness.
Well, you were spirit. You were the spirit.
Spirit in the darkness, not the spirit of the darkness.
Oh,
that's what we can do.
What's that?
We can call the spirit of the darkness.
How do we do that?
Isn't that dangerous?
Well, clearly. I mean, spirit versus demon never turns out.
A demon is waking up, getting to bestride the earth again.
Yes.
We need the spirit of the darkness to... And I just want to clarify what I was doing in the dark, try to pit you two against each other. That is technically part of the darkness package.
Oh, what fun.
Right?
What fun.
I do remember reading something online about that.
That's a good time.
Yes, that your paranoia will be provoked.
So it's not just a tour, it's an experience.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so I'm trying to...
That's a good time.
Yeah,
yes.
And then some people experience a great moment of catharsis when they're either being throttled or throttling their best friend.
Indeed. And I was about to throttle you.
I was about to throttle you as well, Lionel.
Yeah, see?
Really
it brings
package.
You closer together.
Harvey,
so that you're not...
This was great.
Yeah, and you're not... There's no longer two solitudes, just one
indeed.
Shared solitude.
Indeed.
That's
so
nice.
That's
so the really only downside here is that we have disturbed an ancient evil.
Yes, and that we have to seek the help of another ancient evil to do battle with.
So two evils will... be focused on each other instead of us.
Yeah. So we're going a bit off the grid of the tour now.
Yeah.
I need us all to hold hands.
Ooh, okay. All right. This is intimate.
Yep. Our faces need to get really close together.
Right.
Open our mouths. And then we need to call into each other's mouths.
What do we call?
Speak the incantation. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Speak the incantation. All right. Hold hands.
Yeah.
Close up together.
Yeah.
And 3, 2, 1. Okay, good.
That's all right.
You guys are naturals.
Thank you very much. I do have some training.
Hello.
It's the spirit of the darkness.
This is the spirit of the darkness.
OTD.
Who calls to me?
Spirit of the darkness. Harvey Mullman summons you.
Oh, is that you, Harvey?
Yeah, Harvey Mullman of the Harvey Mullman's Adventure Tourism.
You put on such a great tour.
Thank you very much.
People down here scream, freak out, and throttle each other, and they really have a good time.
Yeah, well, you know, it brings people together, and it's all part of the experience. I'm not just selling...
It's great!
Oh, yeah, good. Thank you. I appreciate it. There's been a glitch in the tour. There's been a little bit of a disturbance in the rock.
Oh, did you guys wake up Hagrigite?
Yep.
It was actually, it was my friend, Reggie.
It was me. I picked up his bones.
Yes, we were examining the bones, didn't realize what we were doing, and we've disturbed an ancient evil.
Honestly, I'm a paleontologist. Indeed. I didn't see the sort of bones. I started digging. I touched them.
Check out his shirts.
So he slowly lurches to life, and you know, we're on his hands right now. We'll be brought with him on his, you know, his path of destruction throughout the world.
Yes.
Okay, so you guys want me to distract him while you guys get out of here?
Well, if you could find a way to get him to go back to sleep so the world doesn't get destroyed.
For sure, I can do that, no problem. You guys go hide.
Okay.
Over there. Point your lamp, turn your head slightly right.
Uh-huh,
Over there in that little nook.
Got it.
Okay, you guys go hide over there and I'll distract Hagrigite.
Okay, great. All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
The spirit of the darkness is.
He's all right.
He's a real pro.
He's pretty cool.
He's like a stand up spirit.
He's an ancient immortal force in the world, you know.
Right. I'm getting into the nook.
Yeah, let's all get into the nook. Okay, we're going to have to spoon.
This is cozy.
Okay, great.
Yeah. All right.
That's okay.
Now, this is a real treat, guys. This doesn't happen. Ever.
We're going to see a spirit fight a demon.
Yes. Well, he said distract. So
yes, it's true.
I don't know if that's how you fight
distract.
A demon.
You're right.
Who awakes Hagrigite?
Hey, what's up, Hagrigite? It's me, the spirit of the darkness.
Spirit of the darkness. Hey, I just woke up.
I know. I'm sorry. It was me. I totally didn't mean to do it. I kind of brushed up against one of your little finger bones over here, and I'm so sorry, but hey, since you're up, did you want to talk about politics?
I want to bestride the earth.
Well, yeah, but do you know how bad it is up there? There's like rampant conservatism and like crazy wars and stuff, and it's not a real good time to pop a demon into the middle of the mix, so... You know, politically, I think, wait it out like another 10, 15 years.
What if the emergence of Hagrigite creates a crisis whereby man forgets his petty wars and unites at the feet of a monster?
Yeah, but they all have, like, Netflix, and they're, like, so into this Daredevil show right now and, like, House of Cards... And all these other TV shows that if you show up, they're going to go, oh, that's a publicity thing for a new movie. And they're not going to think that you're a real deal.
Hagrigite wonders. Has Heroes for Hire been released yet?
Not yet, but soon.
Is Power Man and Iron Fist?
Yeah, Luke Cage and Iron Fist and I think Jessica Jones, they're all part of one big thing. They're going to be the Defenders eventually, but that's like 4 years away.
Luke Cage.
Yeah, Power Man.
Does he wear a golden headband?
Do you want him to wear a golden headband, or do you want him to look like a person?
No, I want him to wear the golden headband.
Well,
obviously,
we can write some
obviously.
Letters and make sure that Marvel knows to put that in the TV show.
All right. I am going back to sleep.
Oh, okay, sorry, right?
You
like
wake
so.
Wake me up. Wake me up. When Luke Cage and Iron Fist are on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, for sure I will.
You're not just saying that.
No, I'm putting it in my phone right now. It's a reminder. Hey, Siri.
Yes?
Hey, remind me to wake up Hagrigite when Luke Cage has a golden headband on the Netflix TV show.
I'll make that appointment for you.
Hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
It's so cool now, these phones. Wait, like seriously, 15 years, it'll be the size of a postage stamp and it'll be in your head.
Do you know that when I use Siri, it doesn't understand a single thing.
Have you updated? You've been asleep
no.
a long time.
No, I'm still on 5.9.
Well, see, we're up at like 8. And Siri, like, understands Australian accents
Are
now.
Are you kidding me?
No.
How long has Aggregate slumbered?
Well, you've been, like, what are you, on iOS 5?
Yes,
so, like, 2 months.
Oh, my
We're
God.
We're at 8. We're at 8.
Been asleep for 2 months.
Yeah. Go back to sleep. I totally didn't mean to wake you up.
All right.
But for sure, Luke Cage, we'll watch it together.
Okay. I do not want to miss this.
You're not going to. First of all, I'll wake you up. Second of all, even if you do sleep, it's on Netflix. It'll be there for a while.
You know what? That's right.
Go back to bed.
Aggregate will sleep for 1,000 years.
Good night, Aggregate.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That was so intense.
I was hanging on every word. I was riveted by that discussion. Oh, my God.
Oh, my, we are so lucky to be alive. The whole world is so lucky to be alive.
Thank goodness for Netflix and the Marvel shows coming out.
Spirit of the darkness, we thank you.
Oh, my.
We thank you.
Hey, no problem, guys. Get the heck out of here, why don't you?
Hey, listen. Is there any... would you like us to worship at your feet or anything like that? Because we're fully prepared to
anything
do that.
Anything we can do
anything.
Just to repay
anything
you.
At all, just let us know. Well, no, I mean, not really. I mean, if you need a hand getting out of here, I could float you to the top.
That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful, because we couldn't freefall up as we wanted to. Is there anything you could do?
Yeah, physics tells us that's impossible. We
Indeed.
Can't do that.
That's right.
Well, no, I mean, I'll get you out of here and, you know, maybe close it up. Maybe take the darkness package off the adventure tour for a bit.
All right, just for a bit. I'll crunch some numbers and I'll reevaluate the feasibility of that tour.
Hey, if you want.
Yeah.
When you know you got your underwater river tour,
uh-huh.
I could show up and like scare the heck out of the people on the river tour.
Oh, that'd be great.
And then you could charge more money.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you a cut if you're into, monetary gain.
I'm really just into dinars. Like, that's the only thing I want.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the most highly valued currency in the world.
Man, you've got some good...
In fact, I do, right here on my money belt.
What? I forgot you carried the dinars with
you. Look at this.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Hey, you know what? Can you put that in the Netflix fund?
Ooh. You bet I can.
Excellent. I'm going away. I'll float you to the top.
Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed yourselves.
Absolutely.
Truly did.
I learned so much.
Indeed.
I hope you'll go on Yelp, TripAdvisor.
TripAdvisor, absolutely.
100%.
Just give us a like, give us a positive review. Don't tell anyone that the world was almost split asunder.
Well, who would believe us?
Indeed. It would sound like the rantings and ravings of a couple of madmen.
True enough.
But what happens when... the Luke Cage show is released on Netflix.
I know I'll be watching.
I mean,
Daredevil was very good.
Indeed, I enjoyed that one, yes.
I suppose they're just going to have to keep making them to keep Aggregate satisfied.
Well, they're already into the third and fourth tier superheroes, with Luke Cage and Power Fist.
True, yeah.
Well, who else would they make a show about?
Maybe Squirrel Girl will show up in there.
Squirrel Girl.
Ghost Rider.
Oh, the Nicolas Cage movie.
Yeah, indeed. Oh, Cloak and Dagger.
Oh, that would be fun.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
She was a mutant teenager who could shoot daggers of light.
Oh, Machine Man.
Machine Man.
I would like that one.
Yes, I like that one.
I have another tour to get to.
I guess we should tip you out at this point,
yes,
right? Thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you very much for helping save our lives.
The tips, go a long way to extending Hagrigite's slumber, and also, the local villages, really depend on our ecotourism.
Oh, very good.
Well, here you go.
Here's some dinar.
Oh,
a few more of those.
Dinar, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All the best, you guys.
Thank you, Mr. Bowman.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, did it work?
Yeah.
You got the money?
Dinar.
Excellent.
All right.
Wanna go get some, upgrade to, HBO?
Ah, totally.
Hey, did it work?
Oh, yeah, totally worked.
Oh, man. Enough of the three-way split. We can do this.
Yeah, we're totally gonna get HBO to watch The Jinx.
Oh, that was totally worth severing my 15-foot-long finger.
Yeah, but get this, you got a few more if we have to do this again.
True Detective Season 2, guys.
Aw, yeah!
The Demon in the Darkness,
improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Harvey and Hegrigite, Lee Smart as Lionel and Siri, and Nug Nargang as Reggie and the Spirit of the Darkness, not the Spirit in the Darkness. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Illusionoid has an upcoming live show. Catch us on May 14th at 9:30 p.m. at the Bad Dog Theater in Toronto with special guests Jess Bryson and opening improv act Your Ex-Girlfriends. Tickets are $12 and available at the box office or at baddogtheater.com. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.